Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to KCX FM Conway, Arkansas. I'm your radio DJ host, Rachel Stewart.
And I'm your radio DJ host, Spencer Thompson.
And this is our show, Stage Lights. We are super excited for our show today because Spencer picked out this one, so I'm super excited about that. And so we just wanted to shout out the people that guest our show, but first we'll announce the show, and it is...
Waitress.
Which is one of both of our favorite musicals. We actually both have seen this on Broadway before, which is really exciting. We wanted to shout out a couple people that guest our posters, that like we posted these on our social medias. We talk about that a lot. And so these are the people that guest the show based on our poster that we posted.
So shout out to Mitch Brady.
Bandy.
I can't read. You know this.
It's okay. It's small font. Alex Lambert.
Sam Gibson.
Hannah Diggs.
Mary Dan.
Mary Claire Fox.
And Jackson Sims.
Thank you guys so much for participating and guesting our show. We did promise you a shout out. And there it is.
Remember to check our social medias for the next poster. My Instagram will be spencer.tomp.
And mine will be rachel.stew. So you can check those out. And if you want a shout out, then you can guess our next poster. So we're going to go ahead and play this first song for you guys. It's called What's Inside. And then we're going to get a little bit more into what this musical is about and just a couple, you know, fun things. So here it goes.
Sugar, sugar, sugar butter, sugar butter, sugar butter flour, sugar butter flour, sugar butter flour, sugar butter flour. My hands pluck the things I know that I'll need. I take the sugar and butter from the pantry. I add the flour to begin what I am hoping. Start, and then it's down with the recipe and bake from the heart. Sugar and butter and flour and butter. What's inside?
And we're back. So the reason why we both chose this musical, well, more accurately, why I suggested it and Rachel approved, is because we've both seen this on Broadway. And if you're wondering why Rachel's not speaking right now, oh, she's got it already, yeah?
Yep, I got it. Okay, so sorry. So this musical, well, it's like absolutely fantastic, and we love every portion of it. It does have some curse words that we're not allowed to play on air, so I have to edit a couple of the songs and make sure that they aren't, you know, said on air, because that's not allowed. So I was editing the song Opening Up, which is like really kind of the opening song of the musical. Would
honestly
you agree with that?
It's like the song of the musical, I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah, it's got a lot of, I want to say, pep, and then also it introduces most of the main characters that we learned like fall in love with.
Like, it's not the musical's defying gravity, but like if we're gonna use the Wicked metaphor, then I'd say this is the
popular?
No One Mourns.
Oh, No One Mourns. Yeah, I would definitely say it's the No One Mourns,
because like people know it, but it's not like the showstopper.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just a really good way to open up the show. And so we're gonna get to playing that for you guys, and we hope that you enjoy.
It starts like the rest we've seen, another carbon copy of an old routine.
Days keep coming,
one out, one in,
they keep coming.
And make that coffee strong enough to chew.
I don't know what I wish I had, but there's no time now for thinking things like that. We got too much to do,
too much to do. All these same things we're all.
Yeah.
Hello, hello, and welcome back. That was opening up.
Sorry, I didn't catch a curse word in there, you guys. I will just apologize for that on air, but, you know, mistakes happen. So, Spencer, what's your favorite song from this musical?
My favorite song is When He Sees Me. It's whenever I can't remember her name.
I just know the character. I just know the actress's name. I can't remember her name either.
Okay, Rachel, talk about your favorite song.
Okay,
while
so
we
my
look
favorite
it up.
Song is it's called "You Matter to Me," and it's when the doctor and Jenna are like in. So, spoiler alert. Basically, the basic plot line of this is that there's a waitress. She has a husband, and she gets pregnant by that husband, and then she doesn't want to get pregnant because she didn't want to have the baby, but she's pregnant. And then she goes to her doctor, and she falls in love with him, and they have this like cool like love affair. It's like a lot of like overlapping love stories. And so, "The You Matter to Me" is a song sung between the doctor and Jenna about how she matters to him and how like. She's never kind of felt this before because her husband's kind of trashy.
What a plot summary, Rachel.
Thank you.
Also, I figured out the name. It's Dawn.
Dawn. Oh, yes. That makes a lot more sense. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so When He Sees Me is about Dawn basically having an anxiety attack about a date coming up.
And you really like it because of the anxiety attack. They really portray that, like, when, like, the upbeat of the song and also just, like, a whole bunch of stuff that they're doing.
Absolutely.
I'm curious about the next song.
What Bacon Can Do's next.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Sorry, I thought we were doing this one for some reason. I don't know. Okay, so the next song we're going to do is called What Bacon Can Do. At this point, like, in the musical, Jenna, who's the main character, has found out that she's pregnant. And so she, that was the song previous to this. It's called The Negative. Fantastic song. Great harmonies. We're not going to play it for the sake of time. But highly recommend looking this up yourself. So the negative, What Bacon Can Do, is got like a lot of harmonies with the cast that, the ensemble is kind of important just for harmonies in this.
Oh, absolutely.
But like, when you want to talk about kind of like what we see with What Bacon Can Do?
Okay. So, it is Jenna alone on the stage and she's in front of a counter, behind a counter. And then there's like racks of pies and other baked goodies.
Mostly
behind.
Pie.
Yeah. Pie is like the central thing of Waitress. Because Jenna's really good at making it.
And actually, they, like, filled the lobby with, like, scents
of
pie. It was amazing.
You can order pie there.
I ordered, like, the little small container that they had, and I got that. It was, like, cookies and cream. I think I still have the container.
Okay, I got an apple pie out of it.
Oh, nice. Okay, yeah. But the whole place smells like pie, which is amazing.
It's delicious.
It makes you hungry, which is why they sell the pie. It's all a marketing scheme, but it's clever, and
it's all
good.
Capitalism.
It's great pie.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so anyways, What Bacon Can
Let's go into the song.
Yeah, we're just going to play the song for you guys, and we hope that you enjoy.
Better never.
Caught in the cord, so I couldn't get to the sliders.
Welcome back to the show.
Anyway, Spencer, when did you see Waitress?
I saw Waitress. Was it 28? It was 2018 because it was my senior year, and that's when I graduated.
Oh God, this spring's gonna be 2020. Continue.
Oh Lord,
yeah, I just thought about that.
I saw it spring of 2020 during my
2018.
Spring 2018, spring of 2018.
During
my spring break.
Good job.
Yes, and. Yeah, that's whenever that blizzard hit and trapped me there for about 5 days.
Wasn't it like, it's like a storm, Sandy? Was it? No, that's not, I don't know what I'm thinking of right now.
Nope,
we're going to move off
of
that.
It was not Sandy.
So I saw it spring of my junior year. Actually, my mom took me to, where's this place? New York. My mom took me to New York for a conference. I did like an Italian gesture. That's why Spencer's laughing. Because you guys can't obviously see what's
happening.
I was
more laughing that you forgot where New York is.
I didn't know. She took me to New York because she had a conference for, because, you know, she's fancy. And we saw just one Broadway show, sadly. Stop laughing at me. Just one Broadway show. And it was Waitress. And we absolutely loved it. My mom, this is one of my mom's favorite musicals now. And we actually like got to like sit like, we were on the balcony, but we were like first row on the balcony, so like really fantastic seats.
Oh yeah, that's amazing.
I was really happy with it. But yeah, we meant to see more, but it was just, isn't like Monday is the day that's like universally closed?
Oh yes.
So like we could only see ones on like Tuesday, so it was pretty cool. Actually, that same week I went and visited Hendrix.
We got some history with Waitress.
All right, so the next song that we're gonna play for you guys is
my favorite song,
When He Sees Me. So we're going to go ahead and get started on that.
I stick with real things, usually facts and figures. When information's in its place, I minimize the guessing game. Guess what?
What?
I don't like guessing games or when I feel things before I know the feelings. How am I supposed to operate if I'm just tossed around by fate, like on an unexpected date with a stranger who might talk too fast or ask me questions about myself before I've decided that he can ask me questions about myself. He might sit too close or call the waiter by his first name or eat Oreos but eat the cookie before the cream. But what scares me the most, what scares me the most, is what if when he sees me, what if he doesn't like it? What if he runs the other way and I can't hide from it? What happens then if when he knows me, he's only disappointed? What if I give myself away to only get it given back? I couldn't live with that. So that when he sees me, I want him to.
Don't you think you're being a little, I mean, maybe just a tad?
I'm not defensive. I'm simply being cautious. I can't risk reckless dating due to my miscalculating. Why? A certain suitor stands in line. I've seen in movies, most made for television. You cannot be too careful when it comes to sharing your life. End up a miserable wife. Sorry, girls, but he could be criminal. Some sort of psychopath who escaped from an institution somewhere where they don't have girls. He could have masterminded some way to find me. He could be colorblind. How
how untrustworthy is that? He could be less than kind, or even worse, he could be very nice, have lovely eyes, and make me laugh, come out of hiding. What do I do with that? Oh God, what if when he sees me, I like him and he knows it? What if he opens up a door? Someone who when he sees me wants to again.
Welcome back. You just a reminder, you're listening to KHGX FM, Conway, Arkansas. I'm your radio DJ host, Rachel Stewart.
And I'm your radio DJ host, Spencer Thompson. And you're listening to our show, Stage Lights.
This week's musical is Waitress. We're super excited about this. We've had a lot of energy for this whole show. It's
been absolutely.
I mean, I'm not saying it's been better than our other shows, but it's been better than our other shows.
It's been better, yeah.
But the poster was fantastic. Good job. Yes. Good work on the poster.
The posters are always great.
Yeah.
You guys should follow my Instagram, spencer.tom. I will post.
Out of your So, Spencer, what is your favorite character in this musical?
My favorite character is someone we are not going to hear in any of the songs
that we've picked
Ogie,
out.
Because
we've picked out several songs because this is a long playlist. It's actually, I mean, speaking for like cast recording wise, like what we can play on air, it's 52 minutes long. And so that's pretty typical for like a musical, but it's not something that we can feasibly do and then still talk about the musical and what we like about it. So yes, Ogie.
Ogie is Dawn's love interest. Dawn is the more neurotic of the waitresses. And Ogie is a unique character, to put it bluntly. And like, he's just a lot of fun on stage, especially during Bad Idea reprise, whenever he's dressed up as George Washington.
Yeah, I think that was a really interesting scene. I don't know if like we saw the same. I don't know.
Betsy Ross and George Washington?
Oh, yeah, we saw the same.
Okay.
We saw the same thing. So, but I think I know in one of his songs, I Love You Like a Table, he does like a whole bunch of flips all around the stage. And it's really fantastic.
Insane. Isn't he being played by somebody, Todrick? Isn't he being played by Todrick Hall?
I don't know, but I saw Christopher Fitzgerald, like, original.
Oh, yeah, I saw Christopher Fitzgerald,
Oh, nice.
Too.
So apparently he was just around for a long time. Mm-hmm. I also saw, who wrote this musical?
Sarah Bareilles?
Yeah, I saw her as Jenna. Mm-hmm. That's when I was there. I was really excited about that.
You're lucky. I got him in the in-between between Sarah Bareilles and somebody else.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So, like, it was still great.
Still good. So we're going to play, this next one we're going to play is It Only Takes a Taste. And this is kind of like the love song of like between Jenna and the doctor, like when they start to fall in love, because she's baked him a pie because that's what she does to cope with stress, which is fair stress baking.
Oh yeah. Baking is so fun.
But that's not the point of this. So this is now I know why you like Waitress so much.
Rude.
You like baking.
That is true.
So she bakes him a pie and, he like kind of sees her at a bus stop and, well, she bakes. Oh, now I remember what it is. She was going to her original doctor, and then she made that doctor a pie. And she was like, well, dang, I'm not at that doctor anymore. You're my new doctor. I don't like you that much, but here's a pie. And then he like encounters her at a bus stop. He's like, that was the best pie I ever had. Mm-hmm. In that exact voice. And so you're about to hear that song that describes that. Anything else you want to say about that song, Spencer?
No, I think you covered it pretty well.
All right, here we go. It Only Takes a Taste.
You know, it's kind of funny. Just seeing you sitting here all by yourself in your uniform. You remind me of a girl I once knew. God, by now she's well in middle age. Probably 41, 42.
Huh, thank you?
What? Oh my God, no, 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 no. She was a waitress at a shop I used to frequent quite a lot. Nice teeth and small hands and snuck me goodies I couldn't afford then. She was sweet to me, reminds me of you.
Oh, well, nobody ever really notices me that way, so.
Somebody did, right?
Hmm?
Yeah, because you have the baby. She'd make the pies fresh every day, like you, I guess. But I must say, if pies were books, yours would be Shakespeare's letters. You remind me of her. but better. It only takes a taste when it's something special. It only takes a taste when you know it's good. Sometimes one bite is more than enough to know you want more of the thing you just got a taste of.
That reminds me of a thing we would say, me and my mama, in the kitchen when we'd bake. She'd say, Jenna, you can tell the whole story with a taste.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what I mean. I swear that as those flavors mixed and melted, I could hear the sirens sing. It was truly something special. One taste, and I want the whole thing. I must say, it felt like I was carried away. Intoxicated made me escape the room I was in. I can't help but wonder how your hands must have felt creating such a masterful thing.
Just one bite caused all that wondering.
It only takes a taste.
It only takes a taste when you know it's good. Sometimes one bite is more than enough to know you want more of the thing you just gotta taste of.
Okay, and we're back. So, what?
Nothing, just keep going.
Okay. So, one of the things Rachel and I talked about during
the
break.
Interim, yes.
Yeah. Is that the pie names that Jenna comes up with are, like, hilarious.
They're great. So, one of the things that we couldn't play in opening up was, like, a joke that was kind of made off of her pie names because it involves a curse word. Yep. So, what are some of the pie names, Spencer?
Some of the pie names in order of appearance in the musical are...
There's a whole list.
The deep dish blueberry pie.
Bacon. There's bacon in that.
Well, I mean, it's deep dish blueberry bacon, but, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's deep dish blueberry.
Keep going.
Marshmallow mermaid. That's the one she gives to Dr. Pometer. Barry the bullcrap pie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pineapple upside down pie. A little wild, wild berry pie.
Oh, yes. I remember that one.
Lulu strawberry dream pie. Sweet victory pie. And the polka dot peach pie. I'm surprised what's not listed on here. Like the I don't want Earl's baby pie or the bad baby pie from the movie, the 2007.
I've actually never seen the movie, fun fact.
You haven't seen the movie?
Yeah, I really want to.
Okay, so there's this YouTuber I watch called Binging with Babish, and he has an entire episode dedicating to making some of the pies from the movie.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and like I think it's the I don't want to have Earl's baby pie, and it's just a straight up quiche, and it looks amazing.
See, I'm really craving pie, so that's what I'm thinking about right now. The next song that we're going to play for you guys is called A Soft Place to Land. Spencer, you kind of want to talk about like what this is about?
A Soft Place to Land is all about the three waitresses experiencing...
The beginnings of love?
No.
A dream?
Well, it's basically their reprieve from the ardors of life. Wow, Spencer, did I have to sound any more pretentious?
I mean, I just speak the same way, but I usually write it that way. So we're going to go ahead and get this. Oh, fun fact. I'll tell you this fun fact. So one of the people that like originally did the cast list for this soundtrack for this is Keila Settle. I think that's her name. But she's one of the waitresses. She's the one who like has a thing with the chef.
Oh, right, right, right.
So she's actually in, what is the movie about, The Ringling Brothers, but not The Ringling Brothers.
Greatest Showman?
Yeah. She's in The Greatest Showman as like the bearded lady. Isn't that cool?
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's really cool. If you've like listened to either of those, you could probably like recognize her voice. So here we are with it, A Soft Place to Land.
Sugar. Sometimes I still see her, my mother.
Welcome back. That was, I'm sorry that I'm loud.
No, that's not what I was making your face about.
Okay. That was A Soft Place to Land. It's a very nice song. I've actually fallen asleep to that song before.
It's very much a lullaby, which is really cool because like she's pregnant, so maybe she's singing to her baby, but she has a different song that she kind of sings to her baby. Anyways, the next song that we're going to play is called Bad Idea, and this is kind of like the start of the real start of the love affair between Jenna and the doctor.
Yeah, it's definitely more affair than love at this point.
Oh, definitely more affair than love. And then after this, actually, I'm just going to play two songs because they're right next to each other. So
go for it.
So the song after this is called I Didn't Plan It, and it's by Becky, who I was talking about earlier, is played by Keila Settle. And so she's basically had an affair this whole time with the chef, and she also has a husband. So everyone's like, that's so scandalous. And she's like, I didn't plan on it. This is, you can't choose who you have this attraction to. So it's a really cool song.
Yeah.
So we're going to go ahead and play both of those for you guys.
It's a bad idea, me and you.
I know, I totally agree.
It's a bad idea, me and you.
Have a husband.
You are my doctor.
You got a baby coming.
It's a bad idea, me and you. Let's just keep kissing till it comes to. Heart stop racing. Let's face it, making mistakes like this will make worse. Well, it's already pretty bad. Mind stop running. It's time we just let this thing go. It was a pretty good. It's real.
Go ahead, throw your rocks at me from your little glass house and then take off running. You're no better than me. We both made mistakes, haven't we? I won't undo what I'm doing to sit in judgment of what makes us human. I don't claim to be proud, but my head won't be hung in shame. I didn't plan it, but the light turned red and I ran it, and I'm still standing. It's not what I wanted, but now that it's right here, I understand it. A story written by my own hand. It's life fighting right at your heels. I didn't plan it, but it's finally something to feel. Oh, I look around you, ain't no saints here, baby. We're all just looking for a little less crazy. And sometimes it's a hard left turn down a road you never thought you'd see. I didn't plan it, taking back what's been taken for granted, and I can't stand it. I'm sick of the way I've been waiting to break free.
Welcome back. That was a bad idea, and then that was
I didn't plan on it.
I didn't plan it. Yeah,
I didn't plan. Oh, I messed that up. So these next two songs we're gonna kind of do back to back because we want to get all the music in before it's time, and we have a lot of music going right now.
There's a lot of music left.
There is. So because this is such like a fantastic musical, and we wanted to share all of it with, because there's no like one song and we're like, oh, we hate this song, so we're not gonna play it. In fact, we really cut a lot of pieces that we both like.
Yeah.
So the next two songs that we're going to play for you guys, one is called Bad Idea Reprise. And it's obviously like a reprise of Bad Idea.
Wow.
I don't know, like reprise. I say reprise.
I was just making fun of the fact that you said it was a reprise of Bad Idea whenever it was a bad idea.
Yeah, I was like, don't make fun of my fact that I say reprise instead of reprise or reprise. I don't know. Anyways, so basically this is like showcases each of the three couples that we've like kind of like been established throughout the musical. So we have Dr.
Pometer
and Jenna, and then we have Becky and the chef, and then we have Don and Ogie. So it's a cool like little all vignette of those, I would say. And then after this we kind of get a close-up, I'm talking in like film terms. We get like a very beautiful like poignant scene with my favorite song, You Matter to Me, between Jenna and Dr.
Pometer.
I can't say I'm just not gonna say it. I give up. So we're gonna go ahead and play those songs for you guys.
In the dark, dark chocolate pie.
Take this bad idea and light this fire. Blow your spark into oil and fire. Chance won't come every single day, so don't throw it away. Don't throw it away.
We might burn, but we might get saved. I don't feel much fire at all these days.
Feels so good to be bad.
I could find the whole meaning of life in those sad eyes. They've seen things you never quite say, but I hear. Come out of hiding, I'm right here beside you. And I'll stay there as long as you'll let me. Because you matter to me. Simple and plain, and not much to ask from somebody.
Just a reminder, you're listening to KCX FM, Conway, Arkansas. I'm your radio DJ host, Rachel Stewart.
And I'm your radio DJ host, Spencer Thompson.
And this is our show, Stage Lights. Our theme this week is...
Waitress.
Yes. So we're going to go ahead and get to these last two songs for you guys, just because for the sake of time. And also we want to like be able to like comment on these last two songs. So we're going to go ahead and play for them. In order? No, in order. Not in order. Well, there I'm going to have to switch it around. So, the first song we're playing is called She Used to Be Mine. It's like the song that...
It is the Defying Gravity.
It is definitely the Defying Gravity of Waitress. And then the song after that is Everything Changes, which is the finale song.
It's not the finale song, but it's like...
It's my finale song.
It's our finale song.
It's the happy ending of the musical. So we're going to go ahead and get to playing those.
It's not simple to say that most days me that these shoes and this apron, that place and its patrons, have taken more than I gave them. It's not easy to know I'm not anything like I used to be, although it's true I was never attention sweet center. I still remember that girl. She's imperfect, but she tries. She is good, but she lies. She is hard on herself. She is broken and won't ask for help. She is messy, but she's kind. She is lonely most of the time. She is all of this mixed up and baked in a beautiful pie. She is gone, but she used to be.
Tiny hair.
So that's all we got for you, because we're out of time.
We're very much out of time.
So thank you for listening to our show. Please keep eye out on our social medias for our next week's show. If you guess the show, give you a shout out. My Instagram is Rachel.Stu.
And my Instagram is Spencer.Tomp.
Thanks for listening, you guys.